This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. And we have at last, here in Hertfordshire, seen some sunshine for the first time this year, and people with solar panels have been really reaping the benefits. And perhaps you've thought that solar is something that you might be interested in, but you've never quite got round to it. You don't quite know if your roof is suitable or how to get started or how much it might cost. Well, if you are one of those people, then you might be interested in this year's Hertfordshire Solar Together scheme. It's in its third year, it's promoted by local councils, and it's described on their website as group buying for solar PV and battery storage systems. Get better offers together. I spoke to George Frost from Solar Together to find out how the scheme works, how it achieves those better offers, and firstly, whether the scheme has in fact proved to be popular with Hertfordshire residents in the past.
Yes, we're now running the third scheme in Hertfordshire, and in the first two schemes, there have been a total of 1,600 installations over those two schemes, which is a massive uplift in the number of panels that we're getting and the energy being generated. More broadly, across the whole country, we've done over 40,000 installations, which is more than 400,000 solar panels, which obviously we need to explain in terms of football pitches, and it's over 97 football pitches that those solar panels would cover.
That's a lot of solar panels, isn't it? So what kind of savings have you been able to offer people in previous years who've applied through Solar Together?
So before I answer that, I should just say we're not here about cheap solar. The reason we're here is to offer a quality installation at a competitive price. So typically, our schemes will deliver a discount on open market pricing of somewhere around 20%, which is great. But actually, if you talk to the people who enter into the scheme, it's not just the discount. So what we're doing is we are helping people to make an informed decision. They need to feel comfortable to make that decision in a safe environment where they might otherwise not act. And this is where I talk about my dad. So if I talk to my dad about solar panel brands and inverters and watt peaks, he'll go to the golf club and there'll never be any solar. So we're making it easy for people to make that informed decision and act where they wouldn't otherwise act.
Okay. And what kind of feedback do you get from people who use the scheme? Are they happy with it?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say we get only positive feedback. But in terms of independent measurement of that, we've got a 4.4 score on Trustpilot, which we're very proud of and I think is a demonstration of the way in which we're helping customers. We don't throw an offer at people and leave them on their own. So we remain available to households throughout the scheme and indeed after the scheme. So we're always here to help. And if they've got questions, more often than not, when we receive a question, we explain, actually, that's something that your installer can help you with. But if they're not getting the sort of answer that they want, or it's a different question, then we're here to help.
Okay, well, that is good to know. And I just wondered what your relationship was with local councils here in Hertfordshire. Did they get anything out of the scheme? Did they get any money out of it?
So what we're aiming for is that the councils invest some money to run the scheme and they will get some money back for each installation that is completed. And we're aiming for the scheme to be cost neutral. So over time, it should cost the council nothing or not very much. And the way that it should be seen is possibly amongst the best value in terms of carbon reduction in their net zero plans.
So can you just remind us how it works? If I'm interested in solar panels, example, for my home, then what do I do? What's the process?
Okay, well, there's a website which is Solar Together Hertfordshire, and you can visit that. There's lots of information on there, frequently asked questions. But if you want to go ahead and join the group, you can do so online for free, and there's no obligation to take up the offer. So we will ask you in the online form some contact details, some information about your roof and the property, and some information about your energy usage. And that means that we can then come back to each person who has registered with a personalised offer with an indicative price of what an installation might cost for them. So at that point, they can choose to accept it or decline it or do nothing. If they accept it, then the details are passed on to the winning installer. The winning installer will then do a desktop.
When you say winning installer, what are they winning?
Right, so we hold an auction amongst installers who have to pass a rigorous qualification process with us. So once they have passed that qualification process, they are able to participate and bid in an auction, and we specify the quality of the equipment and the workmanship, and they specify what price they can install, and they still need to make money out of it. It's not sustainable to try and encourage installers to do non-profitable business, but what we're doing is driving up demand and matching it with supply.
Okay, and that's how it manages to be a little bit more competitive, because the idea is that they'll kind of be doing a lot of installations at once, perhaps.
The installers are able to offer a better price because of the economies of scale. So it starts right at the beginning. So if they need to do a physical survey of every house with everyone in a tight geography, they can send a surveyor to do maybe 4 surveys in a day in the same area. Under normal circumstances, outbound calling people and getting, one day they'll be north of the county, the next day they'll be south of the county. So they start to use the efficiencies of the scheme, which means that they can pass on some of those benefits to the customers that enter into the scheme.
Okay, right. So homeowners can actually apply for some different things this year. Solar panels, we've spoken about, and there's obviously great benefits there of making your own energy. Also batteries and also electric car charging points this year. Can you tell us a little bit about the benefits of batteries in particular and what you're able to provide on the car charging points?
Okay, so in the scheme, you can say that you're interested in PV on its own, or PV with storage, or if you've already got PV, you can have retrofit storage, storage being a battery where you store the energy that you generate on your roof. And with any of those three combinations, you can also add on the option of an EV point if you have or are planning to get an electric vehicle, so you can use the energy that you're generating on your roof to charge your car. So the whole purpose of this and what we're trying to help people with is, how do you maximise the efficiency of the installation that you are getting? So if you are having a solar install and you're not having a battery to store any of it, then you want to be using as much as you can, because obviously any energy that you don't use is sent back into the grid. And funnily enough, you don't get paid as much for the energy that you put back into the grid as you have to pay for the energy that you draw out of the grid. So if on a sunny day you're filling up your battery and then the sun goes down and you can continue to use your energy from your battery, then you're not drawing energy from the grid at a higher rate in the evenings. So it's really making the most of your own energy.
Indeed. And I suppose also if you have an electric car that you're charging when it's nice and sunny, again, that's a great way of using your own energy directly. So as far as home batteries go, there has been some concern recently about fires in electric batteries, in electric cars or wherever. Are these safe? They're going to be in our homes, aren't they? So we really do need to know that they are a safe thing to have there.
Well, there are now recommendations that the batteries ought to be installed outside the home rather than in the home. Within our scheme, I mentioned earlier, there is a qualification process. One of the very basic elements of the qualification is that the installers need to be certified by MCS, which is the governing body for installers. And with that certification, the installer is obliged to follow very strict guidelines, which are focused on safety. So yes, there are elements, there are stories you hear of unsafe installations, but if you use a trustworthy installer and you know that the equipment is of a suitable quality, then there's little reason for them to be dangerous. But as I mentioned earlier, the new regulations are recommending. They don't say that you have to have your battery outside. We are stepping ahead of that recommendation becoming an absolute you must, and telling everyone who registers within our scheme that they should have their battery outside the house.
Okay. So there's likely to be quite a lot of money involved in this. Can we just reassure listeners that they won't have to say that they will go ahead with the scheme? They're not committed until they find out what the price is. They know exactly what the deal is, and only then are they committed to go ahead.
So when they enter the scheme, it's free to join, and there is no obligation to take up the offer. If they choose to take up the offer, there is a small £150 deposit. We then pass the details on to the installer, and the installer can then spend the time to do a desktop survey. So they will look on Google Maps and they'll see, oh, look, it's a flat glass roof in the middle of a forest. You're not going to be able to have a solar installation. We're going to cancel that and give the £150 deposit back. If the online survey is positive, there's then a physical survey where a surveyor will go to the house and actually look how many panels can fit, if there could be more, if the customer wants more or less, if the customer wants less, if they want to add storage. So at this stage, the shape and scope of the installation can change, but the pricing of those changes is all stipulated within the agreed prices that we have for the scheme. The householder would then agree with the installer a go ahead, and if they do that, they would pay 25% of the final cost ahead of the installation, and then they would pay the balance once the installation is complete and they are happy that it's been handed over to them in a good working order and they understand how to use it.
Okay, so it is all quite complicated. So if people have questions that they want to ask before going ahead with this, how do they go about just finding out a bit more and asking those questions?
Well, we provide lots of information on the Solar Together Hertfordshire portal. There are lots of frequently asked questions, but you will also find on there a contact form where you can ask someone questions online, or there's a telephone number to call, and we are there to help people and answer those questions throughout the whole process. So whether it's at the point at which you are registering or whether it's the point at which you are having your installation, we're there all the way to support Hertfordshire households to get solar on their roofs and start cutting carbon in the area.
Sounds good. And can you just remind us of the timeline of when we have to apply by, and if we do apply, when we might expect to get those solar panels on our roof?
So registration is open now, and it will remain open until the 4th of April. So really, if you think you might be interested, it's worth registering because you have nothing to lose. You can decide not to progress with it. We will start sending the offers out towards the end of March. And once those offers have been received, there's about 4 weeks that you have to decide whether you want to accept it or not. And as I said, there's no obligation for you to accept the offer.
Okay. And so we could have solar panels on our roof ready for the summer sunshine?
Well, obviously, with a group action where we're bringing together so many Hertfordshire households, not everyone can be installed on day one. So the installations will continue over the next 4 to 6 months. So, you know, the advantage is the safety net and the good pricing and the help that you get from the scheme. But equally with that, you need to recognise that the installer needs to work safely through all of the increased volume that the region is going to be seeing in installations.
Indeed. George, thank you very much indeed for telling us about that today.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
I was speaking there to George Frost from Solar Together, and I'll put the link to the Solar Together Hertfordshire website into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And just a reminder that the first of the St Albans Sustainability Festival SustFest seasons, long weekends of eco-activities, is coming up from Friday the 14th of March. And you'll find all of the events listed on the Sustainable St Albans website. But just to give you a taste of the kind of events, well, let's start with on Friday evening, there's a meeting at Highfield Park Visitor Centre where you can learn everything you need to know about bats. Then on Saturday the 15th, Year 6 student Eleanor Wood is running an event for children aged 7 and upwards where they will be able to make their own mini bio bottle. Now, Eleanor says that the aim is to have some fun and learn how air, soil and water can become a successful climate in a confined space. That's going to be the little bottle that you're making your bio bottle in. They'll provide everything that you need, and any profits from ticket sales will be donated to the Greenhouse Eco Hub to keep their climate club activities going. And then at 11 o'clock on Sunday the 16th, you can join members of the Vare Valley Society on the banks of the river as they showcase the various wildlife that can be found in our chalk stream and discover the work that they do to help protect the River Vare, which is a globally rare habitat. There's also an opportunity to take part in the Invertebrate ID Challenge. They don't tell us what that is, but sounds pretty good. All ages are welcome, and they are meeting at Ye Old Fighting Cocks down in Verulamium Park in St Albans. But as I say, those aren't all the events. There's plenty more to choose from as well. Go to the Sustainable St Albans website and take your pick from there. So it's always lovely to hear from you. Do get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6, on X and on Facebook. I'll be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.